And let us start from the Beraisa and Daf Tes Amad Beis. Tana Rabbono, Echot HaNeiteya, Echot HaMavrich, Echot HaMarkiv, Erev Shviyis, Shloishim Yoim Lifnei Reish HaShone, Also Leishone, Umuta LeKaimon B'Shviyis. Two halachas. One halach is Lagabi Hilchas Olo, that if one planted an ilon, an atiyah, 30 days before Reish HaShoneh, so the din is also Reish HaShoneh. When it comes Reish HaShoneh, so it's called the second year Lagabi Shnei Sa'olah. A second halacha, Muta Lakaimon B'Shviyis, that it's, so Rashi said Pshat, that there was no Isser. If there's no Isser, since it was not planted in Teisva Shviyas, it was planted Teisva 30 days before, so there was no Isser of planting in Shviyas. Poches Mishloishim Yoim Lefnei Reish HaShoneh, if it was planted less than 30 days before Reish HaShoneh, is number one, Le'olso Le'ishoneh, so then it is not considered, when Reish HaShoneh comes about, it's not considered the second year of Ola. And Rashi said the second, you'll first start counting the second year from Tishrei, the next year Tishrei. That means you have a long year. You have if you planted, 15 days in Elul, so it will be, the first year of Ola will end a year and 15 days later. It'll end next year Tishrei. But it doesn't become a shone with this Tishrei. But also lekaimon b'shviyis, not allowed to be mekaimet b'shviyis. So Rashi vaystoys out because he planted in tois v'shviyis vaystoys al kaponim in the 30-day period before shviyis. There's a din of tois v'shviyis and netiyas also. Then it says operes netiyazu asurim atesvo b'shvat. When the third year comes about, so it does not become mutter after the Tishrei of the third year. No, the peiris, which are nechnat, till tesvov b'shvat, peiris netiyazu asurim ad tesvov b'shvat. Im la'ol la'ol, that means the third year extends till tesvov b'shvat. So it's a year. It's a 16 and a half month year, the third year. Bim l'rvai, revai. And the same halacha applies by revai, that if it was the fourth year, and the halacha is peiris revai need chilul, or you have to eat them in Yerushalayim, so the peiris, which theoretically grow in the fifth year, after the Tishrei, of the starting the fifth year, still have a din of Revai till Chamisha Oso B'Shvat. So now the Gemara says, Meno Ani Mili, how do we know this last halacha? Do we have a halacha over here that even though the peiris were nechnat in the fourth year or in the fifth year, they still have Hilchis Ola and Hilchis Revai? So Omar Rabchi Barabba Rabbi Yochanan Umotabo Mishmei the Rabbianai Odesad Rabbianai said this Roshe Omakro Uba Shona Horevius Uba Shona Achamishis. Let's see what Rashi says. Menani Mili Sheshnois Olo Urevai Nimshochim Lesser Peres Achnutim, that the Shnois Olo does not end the third year. The Shneisa Ola creeps into the fourth year and asks the Peiris Achnutim Kaidim Tazvov Bishvat. La'ache Shekolu Shleisha Shnei Ola. After the 3 years of Ola have ended, there's still Shneisa Ola which creep into the fourth year. Umotu Bo, Yesh Motin Amachim Bishmu Azula Imra Mishmei de Rabbiana. So we learn this from this pasuk. It says, U Bashone Orevis. Vav Moisef al Inyan Rishim. What's the Inyan Rishim? שלוש שנים יהיה לוחם הרעילים, ובשון הרביעס. So, weißt du es, ובשון הרביעס הלוסם בי הרעילים. אך בסך שון הרביעס, that's the משמעות of the verb. And the same thing, it says, ובשון החמישס, תאכלו אספיריוי, but it says, so weißt du es, but ובשון החמישס, also is the din of Revai of the fourth year, which is Kodesh Elulim Lashem. So, Ubashon Achmishis. Moisef al Inyan Revai de Solik Minei. So what do we learn out from this limud? Pomim Sheberevies Vadayin Asura Mishim Olo. Upomim Shebechamishis Vadayin Asura Mishim Revai. So we learn out from this posik that it could be the fourth year, and it's still also als Olo. It could be the fifth year, and it's still also als Revai. We had mentioned yesterday, Zamachlekes Orishainim, Zamachlekes Rashi and Taisves, Ramping down the 2 days, that this Chumre, that the third year, extends till Chamisha Oso Bishvat, and all the Peiris that were Nechnat, and this man have the halacha of the previous year. So Rashi learns that this chumre only applies to a ola which did not have 3 full years. The first year was reingehabt. You had shloishim yoyim b'shana choshev shana. So the first year was a month. The second year was a full year. Then the third year, you don't get away with another 12 month year. You need already a 16 and a half month year. You got away with a bargain the first year, so we're machman him the third year. But if we would have if it was planted, let's say, Chofei Elul, so Memela there we have 3 complete years, even the first year is even more than a year, it's a year and 5 days. So then, as soon as the third year ends, the Peiris which are Nechnat, after Tishrei of the third year don't have it in Ola. They have it in Revai already, and the Peiris which are Nechnat after the fourth year don't have it in Revai. That is Shitas Rashi. And Shitas HaTaisvah says that it has nothing to do with since the first year was, what we were making on the first year, that's what Machmed the third year. It's not a Porah Dume, there's a Svara to it. All the Peiris come from the Rav Gishmei Shone, and the Peiris which are Nechnat, after Tishrei, before Chamishosa Bishvat, are products of the previous year. So, well, that's where they have a loch of the previous year. It doesn't matter if you had 3 complete years or 3 lomdashi years. It's all, by all cases, you have to wait till Chamisha Oso Bishvat. So the Pnei Yeshua says, from our Gemara, L'chayre Zaraya Terashi, because the Gemara says, Pa'omim Sheberviyas. Sometimes it could be in the fourth year, Vadayin Asura Mishim Ola. What does sometimes mean? Why say sometimes not? Sometimes yes, and sometimes not. So what is the sometimes? So that's the sometimes. If Lemaise, it wasn't 3 ganze Jahren, then Revius is also, Revius says Dine Ola. If it was 3 complete years, so then Revius is Mutta. But according to Taisves and the other Rishonim, what is Pshat? Pomim Sheberevius. Always. Whatever is Nechnat in the fourth year is also. So we have one to buy. It could be that's what Rabbi Nechananel Taka says, Pshat. Rabbi Nechananel says, Pa'omim shebo revius vasurim mishim ola, l'cheir is a greizen, the Rabbi Nechananel, ki goin shenota, l'cheir the pochas is a greiz, goin shenota lamed yoim lefnei reish shoshone. For it's not a lamed yoim lefnei reish shoshone, So then you had a bargain the first year, so then it's also the fourth year als Ola. The Ritva Lemais also brings this Rai from the Pa'omim. But Rashi himself, let us see the Loshon of Rashi. Rashi himself does not learn like that. Pa'omim sheberevii, so Rashi says, Kegoin imiyaru peroisov lachnoit berevius lefnei shvat. Rashi is a different taich in the Pa'omim. That means revius, it matters when the chanota was. If it was nechnat before shvat, so then it has a dinola. Yeah. Vadayim asurim mishum olo, asurim bahano elomis. Now, this is a new dibra maschul, and Rashi, this vadayim asurim mishum olo is the loshon haGemara. And Dachmir Rashi wants to tell us, I mean, we see here a big chiddush, and like Rashi, it is a chiddush, it's not a svarim. Like Rashi, we're machmer, that since we were makel, that we gave him the first year was a very gringiyah, we made the chaydish echad choshev kishone, so therefore we're machmer that the third year should have a din olam. So if it's only a psachumra napora dume, perhaps it'd be a svara to say that the peiris which grow after Tishrei are also mishum olo till Shvat. But when Shvat comes about, those peiris themselves become mutter. The whole thing is a chumre, we're machmer. So maybe that goof is pshat. So that's what Rashi wants to tell us, that that's not pshat in the chumre. I think this is a new dibur amasrul, and Rashi tongue is such, v'adayim asurim mishum olo. What's pshat asurim? Asurim b'ano ilomis. No, if those peiris which were nechnat before Shvat are also ilomis. That's also, they get a shame olo. And there also Eilomis, we say that the Shnois Ola Chabtzacharayin in the fourth year. Pomim Shebechamishis, Kegoin Peiris, Shechontu Bo Koidim Shvat, Tunin Chilu, Avolim Ichrach, Anitos Odachet Esvo B'Shvat, Ein Behem Misa. So that is the Mekoyer that we have to wait till Tesvo B'Shvat. Now, Leimo, now the Gemara is going into the first aloha that we had in the Baraisa. The Baraisa said that when do we consider Ke'ilu, that the year starts from Tishrei to make it the second year Lagabi Ola, that is Dafke, if there was 30 days before Tishrei, then we say that Chodesh Echad B'Shona Choshev Kishona. But if there's less than 30 days, that's not called Ashona, so then we don't say that Tishrei starts a new year. Frek de Gemore, Leimo de Loike Rabmeya. L'chayre, this Bereis, it does not go according to Rabmeya. De I Rabmeya, ha'omar, yoim echad b'shona choshev shona. Rabmeya holds that one day of a year is considered a year already. De Sanya, we learned in the Bereis as follows. Par ha'omo b'toira stam, when it says stam par, ben esrim v'arbo chodesh v'yoyim echot. A par means is a three-year-old. When is it considered a three-year-old? If 24 months and a day passed. Divrei Rav Meir. So Rav Meir holds that in order to become a three-year-old, you have to have one day in the third year, gives it a din of a three-year-old. Rabbi Elazar Omer, ben esrim v'arba chodesh v'lamed yom. He holds you need 24 months plus 30 days. Because he holds that lamed yom b'shona choshev shona. So in order for it to become a three-year-old, you need 25 months. And according to Rameh, you need one day. Shehoya Rameh Omer, kol mokim shenema eagle batoyre stam. Whenever it says an eagle, that's ben shona. When it says ben bokor, eagle ben bokor, ben shtayim. Par ben sholish. It says par, so you have to have a three-year-old. So that's why Rameh said, Al Kaponim will become a par if 24 months and a day pass by. So Lachayrin here in the Barais, it says that you have to have, in order to consider that this is the second year of Olo, you have to have 30 days pass by. Lamed Yoyim B'Shona Choshev Shona. So Vayistachoy is that the Barais is not going according to Rameyam. Let us see Rashi. Name Mahodik Toni La'el, Pachis Milamed Yoyim Le'olso Le'shona, Deloike Rabbi Meir. Egel Ben Shona. Mamaya said, an eagle is a ben shona. The chsiv eagle v'cheves b'nei shona. Ben boko shol shmini l'miluim. Shenema kach l'cho eagle ben boko l'chatos. So that is, an eagle ben boko is ben shtayim. Shenema, how do you know that it's ben shtayim? Shenema kach l'cho eagle ben boko v'ayil l'oilo t'mimim. Now an ayil is a keves that's 2 years old. A keves is 1 year old, and an ayil is 2 years old. It says, "Kach leigel ben boker va'ayil oilo t'mimim v'hochi tani lo b'teiras koyanim ishvo ben boker va'ayil lo oilo t'mimim." That it says one t'mimim on both. Af b'shonim, that it means that the ben boker should be similar to the ayil in years also. Let us see the Bach. The Bach explains it a little better. Nira be'inai perish. Midalei ksiv tomim b'chol echad ve'echad. That means l'cheira, the digduk is l'cheira not proper. Should have said kach l'cheigla ben boko tomim. Ba'ayla oila tomim. That means each one has to be a tomim. And we put them both together, t'mimim. Midalei ksiv tomim b'chol echad ve'echad. Ksiv t'mimim. Mashmeshe ishve oisam legamri. That they're the same. The Torah made in one word. The Torah put the halachas of both of them together. So that's ein lecha hekesh gdei lemizu. The chesheim sheishva oisam betamus, ishva oisam af b'shonim. So they're the same in age also. Va'ayil ben shtei shonim. Dim nekeves ben shonim. Ayil ben shtei shonim. Zaf egel ben boko ben shtei. Zal kaponim. So an egel ben boko is 2 years old. And a paw is 24 months plus a day. That was the, so Mamela, so the Gemara is saying, L'chayre, the Baraisa is not going according to the Meir. Let us see Taisvis. Ha'amrinin yem echad b'shone choshev shone, ha'oma. Later the Gemara says it has to grow one day, but it takes time for it to be nikla, to start growing. So Mamela, that's the Bams and the Maskonas are Gemara that you don't base, and the Mishnah, the Braisa can go according to Rameya. But now the Gemara didn't cheshbon with this, that you need klita or this need lamed yom to make the klita. So the Gemara held, according to Rameya, one day would be sufficient. Ben chov dalet chodesh v'yoyim echot. Stam par ben sholosh. A par is 3 years old, k'diktoni sefer. V'ha yoyim echot. What is the cheshbon of the yoyim echot? Mishum, because Rameya holds, doim echot b'shone choshev shone. Ula Rabbi Loza, according to Rabbi Loza, lamet. Koin Rabbi Lozor, it's 30 days. B'chol oisa yoim lamid. That's the Rishash, I think, or the Olchaneh want to make a girse. Taisus is speaking about the Tzailoit Rameya, according to Rabbi Lozor. Taisus is playing a Shaila. That, for example, according to Rabbi Lozor, you have to have, in order to be considered a 3 year old, it has to pass by 24 months plus 30 days. So now, what is the status of the behemoth in this month, according to Rabbi Lozor, or in this day, according to Rameya?
A mayor has to pass by a day. And then if it's a day old in the third year, it's called a three-year-old. So Memison, so Taisus is clearing, or the Rishash is a gist, V'chol oison lamid yoim. So that's how Taisus. V'chol oison lamid yoim. That's how the Rishash was. All the 30 days, not the 30th day. V'chol oison lamid yoim. And I think the Alchanel says, V'chol oison yoim echot, according to Rameir, lamid yoim, on the 30 days, according to Kabbalozo. So what is it? So Taisva says, "Ain dinai loike ben boker v'loike par." A ben boker is a two-year-old. A par is a three-year-old, but he becomes a three-year-old after the day passes or the 30 days pass. So it's nishta. It's not a ben boker. It's not a par. Midi dahava apilgis b'soipe kamad dechulam. The itzach oile ribuye. Now apilgis is. There you have that apilgis is the time that it takes the transition between a keves and an ayil. A keves is a one-year-old. An ayil is a two-year-old. And there the Gemara says that after 1 year and in 30 days, it becomes an ayil. And the Gemara says in that 30-day period, it's not a keves and it's not an ayil. It's a pilgis. Ditzach oile ribuye, we're marbe, legabi the nesochim, I think of a pilgis. So, lechayre, Taisva says, so just like by kvosim, the time of the transition does not have a din of the previous matzev, and it doesn't have a halacha of the coming matzev. It's a different matzev. So, lechayre, the same halacha should apply by par also. V'shem Taisa says maybe awesome shani, maybe there's a difference. Midiktoni beper kamed depore, the ben yud gimul chodesh. The Gemara says in Masechtas Pora by a keves, a 13-month-old keves, ainay kosher loy la'ayil v'loy lekeves. That's kosher because it's not a keves, it's not an ayil. V'loiktoni yachi gabi par. Why didn't the Mishnah say the same alocha gabi par? Say that a 25-month-old eagle, ben boker, is not a ben boker, and it's not a pa. Like Tony Achigabi pa. So al kolchoch, so it could be there's a difference. And what's the difference? What will the loch be? So the Taisa Rosh says the loch will be his a din of a ben boker till the month passes. That means you're a ben boker till you become a pa. It takes another month to become a par, so you have been boker for 13 months. I says it to Taisus Harosh. Maybe it's a difference because the Mishnah doesn't mention it. Period. So Taisus is Mesupik. Now, when we learn our Gemara, we think according to Rameya that whenever you need a year, you can make it with a day. Yemechad b'shona choshev shona. So Taisa says, no, v'loy l'chol mili amrin in yemechad b'shon l'choshev shom. The yesh dvorim, there are other things, d'afilu meis la'eis ba'inan. We need a meis la'eis. Kiddis nan b'perk yoytzei doifim. Ben teshonim v'yoym echot. That in order to be considered a bar bia, he has to be a ben teshonim v'yoym echot. To be a bar onshin, ben yud gimul shonim v'yoyim echot. Bas yud bei shone v'yoyim echot. De oiso yoyim echot, kedei la hashlim me'eis le'eis. That you need that yoyim echot to be mashlim me'eis le'eis. Now, dachsich mir, pshatn teisvisitz, Taisus wants to tell us the extremes. That we have an argument that a par can become a three-year-old as long as it's 1 day of the third year passed by, say it's a din of a three-year-old. A bar mitzvah bocher doesn't become a 13-year-old with 1 day in the 13th year. That means when he's 12 years and a day, he's bar mitzvah. But fakert,
you need 13 years, v'yom echad. You need 13 complete years plus a yom echad. Why the oisa v'yom echad? The oisa yom echad de la hashlim me'es leis. So, dachsech mir, I thought pshat and toisvis is, there's a tumul. I saw the ma'adim ezmanim brings down a machloikis. When does one become bar mitzvah? The Magen Avraham, there's a Magen Avraham in Simen Nun Gimel. Magen Avraham in Simen Nun Gimel says pshat and the remor as follows. There used to be a minig, but in some places, that they used to let a cotton daven meirev for the omid. Meirev is a reshus, they used to let a cotton daven meirev. Zogt the remor. No, that's in those places. But in the places which were machmer, that a cotton should not daven meirev, so he says, then we won't let him daven meirev, even though he becomes a godol in Shabbos, we won't let him daven erev Shabbos. We won't let him daven erev Shabbos, even though he becomes a godol in Shabbos. So you look at the Remor, so why wouldn't you let him daven erev Shabbos? He becomes a godol in Shabbos. Shabbos is his bar mitzvah. Nevata doch a godol. Why can he daven meirev? So l'chayre, it would seem from the Remor that the Remor holds you need a mess less. If he's going to become a godol in Shabbos, so Friday night he's not a godol. Also, what the Messiah is given is from the Remor. Sagt der Magen Avram, na, that's not Pshat in the Remor. He's going to become a Godel Friday night. He's going to become a Godel Friday night. So, was kannst du nicht bestehen, ich dava Meire Friday night? Sagt der Magen Avram, because he used to dava Meire early. They didn't dava Meire by this man, they dava Meire early. So, I'm a male, so don't let him dava Meire. He's still a cotton now. Shabbos is going to become a Godel. But like this, the Magen Avram says that a Bar Mitzvah Bocha becomes Bar Mitzvah, as soon as it becomes night, Yud Gimel Shonim V'Yoyim Echad means that the first second into, that means you have to end completely the 13 years, and as soon as the first second of the night comes in, he's a godel. That's for sure. You don't need a meisles. You don't need a meisles. Then the Ma'adim Ezmanim brings down a shiltis that says, Klo, you do need a meisles. It brings a marsham, that the marsham holds it's a sveike didine. Then he brings a very interesting story, what a godel once did. That a godel, his son was born, a half an hour before Alois HaShachar. When he was first born. So the night of the bar mitzvah bocher went to sleep. And his father was up a whole night. A half an hour before Alois HaShachar, he woke up his son. He says, now you became a godel. So now you didn't learn Krishma Shal Arvis. So now you should learn Krishma Shal Arvis and make Birchas HaToyre. There's a Meredik HaSimcha that Fakert, that he made sure that, his son became a godel tonight and he would pass Krishma Shal Arvis. Al Kaponim, this is Chuma Yecheshbet HaMeisles. I wasn't able to do too much research, but I didn't see anyone bring Artaisvis. L'chayre, that's what Artaisvis says. Artaisvis says that would you need a Yom Echad, k'day lahat, v'yom Echad, v'bashi b'shem, Yom Echad, d'oysa Yom Echad, t'ay lahashlim meisles. Then he said, d'ochel, ne, could be Taisvis does not mean a meisles of shoyz. Taisvis means that it should be a complete 13 years. I don't know if how that's mashma of the Loshon HaToysvis. The Abakaponim, here HaToysvis is speaking about a meisles. I don't know if it means a meisles of shoyz, like the Shiltis, or Toysvis just means you need 13 complete years. The Bebas Gimel Shonim V'yom Echad, Pligi Tanoi Bigmore. Now, by a bas gimel shonim v'yom echad, that halacha is that a prusami bas gimel is ein b'yosa b'ya, a bas gimel is b'yosa b'ya, there is a machlekes tanoim b'gmore. The rameya afilu b'bas shtei shonim v'yom echad, miskadesh is b'ya, the bas gimel shleim is domi. V'yom echad choshev shom, chachomim bo bas gimel v'yom echad, the me'ez la'ez b'inim.
So, Kaponim, Taisus is just saying, even though we have a Gemara, that according to Rameya, Yom Echad B'Shoneh, Choshev Shoneh, it's not in all cases. Certain cases need a Meisleis, and certain cases, and it doesn't, each Mokim has its different halachas. Egel Stam Ben Shoneh. Wherever it says Egel, it's a year old. Ben Boko Ben Shtayim. Pa Ben Gimel. Al Kolchov, so Taisa says, Ben Boker Ben Shtayim de Kamrinon, Hainu Egel Ben Boker. That what it says, that Ben Boker is 2 years old, it means you have an Egel Ben Boker. V'loi Par Ben Boker. You'll have a Par Ben Boker, that's a 3 year old. How do I know this? So Taisa says, K'demuchach Beteiris Koyenim. Gabi Par Koyen Moshiach, Desanye Par Yochel Afilu Zokein, Tamud Loima Ben, Par ben boko. It would say par could be old, so it says ben. I ben yochel koton. Tamud loima par. Okay, tzad ben gimel kedivrei chachomim. So we see from the Teiris Koyanim that a par ben boko is a 3 year old. So that what our Gemara says ben boko is a 2 year old, our Gemara means an eagle ben boko. A par ben boko is a 3 year old. Yeah, Rameyer Oimer, Av Ben Arbe Ben Chomish Ksheir. Good, Rameyer holds that you made from Ben Bucket has to be Davke 3. Could be 4 also, could be 4 and 5. About Al Kaponim, we see from the Teiris Koyanim that a Par Ben Bucket at least has to be a 3-year-old. Because it's a, you can't say it's a cotton because it says Par. Vetayme Frektois, that's in Teiris Koyanim. But it's not prepared, Kama de Pore. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimel, Porim B'nei Shtayim, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds a par as a 2 year old. Shenema Upar Sheini Ben Boko Tikach Lechatos. And somehow he learns that the Sheini means a par Sheini, a 2 year old par, which is a Ben Boko Tikach Lechatos. Fine. So basically he holds a par as a 2 year old, a par Ben Boko. V'chachomim Oimrim, Af B'nei Gimel. The Chomim say it could also be a 3 year old. Now this is problematic already. It seems Rab Meir is moided to Rab Yosi Aglili that it could be a 2 year old, but he says it could be a 4 year old also, but it could be a 2 year old. And here Rab Meir says it has to be a 3 year old. So it's a stira. Alma Marsha Rab Meir beparaf elubnei shtei shonim to hamoise v'Rab Yosi Aglili. Baruch Hamashmi mi de Egel ben Boker la Rab Meir ben de Leiger mi de Egel ben Boker la Rab Meir ben Shnayim par ben Boker ben Gimel. That's the difference between an Egel and a par. Yeah. Aber Pachas ben Gimel loy b'tzorach loy mi de After Kama Rab Meir ben Meseches Por Arabonen Koy. That means the Rabbonon Taka hold. Basically said a 2 year old is also called a par. The Chachamim say even a 3 year old. So the Chachamim also hold a 2 year old is good. Now what Rab Meir said, even a 4 year old, he's going on the Chachamim. You say even a 3 year old, a 4 year old is also good. But that way, he's not going to Rab Yosi Aglili that a 2 year old is good. He holds the minimum age has to be a 3 year old. But Teiris Kaihanim Masni, the Rab Yosi Aglili Boso, Milse, the Rab Meir. Teres Koyanim, the Machlokes is brought down, the Rabbi Yosi Aglili is brought down after Rabbi Meir. So you see clear that Rabbi Meir isn't going on Rabbi Yosi Aglili, because Rabbi Yosi Aglili is brought down later. So Mamela, it's become no problem. So Teres V'chachomim V'rabbonon D'Hosom Lav Rabbonon D'Por. But since Rabbi Yosi Aglili was said after Rab Meir, so then the Chachomim over there are not the Rabbonon in Mesech Tespore. Because the Rabbonon Mesech Tespore hold that a par could be a 2 year old. Because the Rabbonon Mesech Tespore say, Av Ben Sholish. Av Bnei Gimel. So it seems there's a Chamoide to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. And in the Teiris Koyanim, Rabbi Yosi Aglili is brought down after Rab Meir and after the Chachomim, so by his toys, those Chachomim hold a par is a 3 year old. Al Kaponim, so, but Al Kaponim, so it's a different Chacham. Let us get back to the Sugya. So the Gemara says that, we have, that L'chayre, now what it says in the Beraise, The Baraisa, it says that you have to wait 30 days before it will be, in order to get a Lamed Yoim B'Shana Choshev Shana, in order to start counting from Rosh Hashanah, the second year of Olah. So that's not like Rav Meir, because according to Rav Meir, Mechad B'Shana Choshev Shana. So the Gemara says no. It's no kash. I feel the time of Rav Meir. No, the Baraisa can go according to Rav Meir also. Ki kom al Rav Meir yom echad b'shana choshev shana b'soif shana. Aval betchile shana loi. Let us see Rashi. Ki kom al Rav Meir b'soif shanim ki goy yom echad b'shana shlishis. Rav Meir is speaking about that the third, we're speaking about you needed 3 years in order for it to become a pop. So the Gemar HaHechsher is in the third year. So okay, Yom Echad B'Shana Shlishi Shehu Soif Hechsher Shnayisav Shalpar. You have 2 years behind you. You have one more year. That's the Gemar HaHechsher. So the Gemar, you can get away with Efel Yom Echad B'Shana. Avol B'Tchil Shanim. So by the third year, by the Gemar, you can cut corners. Yom Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana. Aber betchile shonim, ke goin shona rishayne shal netiye, to start off by cutting corners, shu tchiles minyan shnei ola lo yoma. Eframe is also moide. By the beginning, you have to start at least with 30 days to give it a teire shonim. But by the end, we don't need to make this is the saif, so then afilu yemechet b'shona choshev shon. That was the teretz of the Gemara. So the Braise can go, I feel according to Rameya. Rove said, I wish to disagree with you. This cheshbon is not a true cheshbon. V'laf kal v'choymehu. What are you telling me? You're telling me that it's easier to make a gemar than a haschole. I wish to disagree with you. V'laf kal v'choymehu. Uma nide she'en tchiles hayoim. The halacha is that she sees dam all 7 days, she sees dam one day, she's tamei 7 days. And then, if the dam stopped, so before the shkia, she tables herself and she's mutter the night to the 8th day. Now, let's just mention the halacha and then we'll learn the kal v'chomer. The halacha is, what is the din if the first day she started seeing a minute before the shkia? So that's considered the first day. That's 1 day already. The 7th day, what if she wants to table herself in the beginning of the 7th day? Has v'sholem. She's tomei min ha-teira the whole 7th day. So let us study this halacha. So we see as follows. A miktsas yoim for the first day is good. It's called a yoim. That's 1 day. A mitzvah yoim of the 7th day is no good. So we see that your svar, you said, says alom de shesvare, that a gmar could be a filu, you can cut corners by a gmar. By a schole, you have to start keherig. I wish to vehemently to disagree with you. By a nidi, you see fakert. The haschole, a filu, a minute before the shkia, it's called the 1st day. The gmar, you need a whole 7th day in order for it to be considered that 7 days had passed. So memele omar rove velav kal v'chaim omani do she'ein tchilas hayoyim. The beginning of the 7th day is oila lo b'seifo. It's not oila lo b'seifo. By the 7th day, in the beginning of the day passed already, we don't say that 7 days passed. And of aval pikein soif hayoyim oila lo b'tchilas. But the 1st day, if the riyas nidah was a minute before the shkiyah, so that's considered 1 day. So you see that the haschole is kill more than the gemar. Is shana some mele. So if we see from Rav Meir sheyoyim echad oila lo b'seifa, that when we need 3 years for a poret, so Rav Meir says that the 3rd year, which is the gemar, which we see a chayma by the gemar, af al pikein, he says that 1 day is sufficient. 1 day is equivalent to a year. So ein oidin sheyoyim echad oila b'tchilos, so savad gevis by Allah,
If it was one day before Rosh Hashanah, you want to say it one day before Rosh Hashanah, so the Aschola we see is kill. So it Zichah should be considered like a year, and the second year should start from Rosh Hashanah. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi. Aber bei Tchilis Shonim, ki gein Shonar Rishayne Shonar Tiyah, shi Tchilis Minyan Shnei Ola Loyama. Umani de Shein Tchilis Hayayim Oilu Lo Bisoifo Shenemar Shivas Yomim Tiyah Benidosa. 7 days she's a Nida, Tehei Benidosa Kozai. V'leitayme Mikzas Yoyim Shviyi Kikuloi Visitvel Bayoyim. We don't permit this. 7 days she has to be an Eden. So if I am Oyla Labitchila, so Shimroa, so Samoch Lishkiya Sachamom. Oyla La Yoim Zeb, Zain Yimay Nide. If she saw right before the Shkiya, this is considered the first day. And it's Richa Limnois, Elavov. You have 6 more days to count. Behu? 6 days plus this minute before the Shkiya. Period. Now Rashi says, "Ubenida de Eraisa Koma." That's what we're speaking about. That a mitzvah is good by the beginning, and then you need a complete day by the end. That's speaking about a nida de Eraisa. Shein is the kukul and nekiim. There's no din nekiim. Shleisricha teira svira zayin nekiim. Elo lezava. A zava needs nekiim, but a nida doesn't need nekiim. Avol a nida. Afilo roasa kol zayin. Afilo she saw the whole 7 days. Uposko, and the dam stopped in Shkia Sachama, Teveles Lare. So, Mamela, we are speaking about a Nida. And a Nida that is the Haloche, that a Mitzvah Sayyim Betchiloso is good. And by the Sefer, you need a complete day. Umiyu. Afshav, Ichmiru Benois Yisrael Atzma, Larzikon Besofik Zivais. Bismaneinu, we're Machmer. And we are afraid that each Riyah could be as a Riyah of Zive. Is Lita in Zayin Nikiyim Beloidam. So now we are Matzrech, we need Zayin Nikiyim. So Memele, when you need Nikiyim, Ve'ein Yoim Shepoisekes Boy Oilolo Leminyin Zayin. That means, let's say Thursday she stopped seeing Dam, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so she cannot start in the Kiyim from 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Here there's no din that Mikzis Hayoim is Oilolo Mitchilosoi. The Harbe To Bishmuazu, Rashi says many people learned this Gemara. Lilmaid Mikan, Lisper Yoim Shepoisekis Boy Leminyan Zayin Nikiyim. They learned this Gemara. They said that the Gemara says that by Anide, that the beginning, Saif Hayoim Oila Lobet Chiloso. And they put 2 and 2 together. They know Anide needs Shivas Nakiyim. That's, in the Rabboni you need Shivas Nakiyim. And the Gemara says, Saif Hayoim Oila Lobet Chiloso. So Mamelis, he can start counting the Nakiyah B'yoim Shepesekes. Show you mefoshim seif ayoyim oyla lo betchiloso. What does that mean? Seif yoyim shepeisekes ba oyla lo rishon lo zayin nekiyim. Zekt Rashi vizu midas b'nois kusiyim sheshenino behen yoyim shepeisekes ba seif eres leminyin zayin. The kusiyim hold like that, but that's not lalach. We don't pass on like the kusiyim. So Meila Rashi says that's not pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is not speaking about a zove. A Gemara is speaking about a nida, and by a nida it is taket shu, that soif hayoim oilo lo betchilosa. Hachi garsinen, shonim sheyoim echad oilo lohem besoifoi, shonim akzuvim lechol dovo, sheyoim echad oilo lohem betchile shonach oine, that the 1 day is oile for the 3rd year, besoif shonim akzuvis ledovo, is einay din sheyale yom echad besayif shana rishayna letchilas kitzva shana aktsubim lakach. As the Gemara's kashis, if 1 day helps to make a 3rd year, which that's the sof, so about the gibis, it should help to make a 1st year. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Mamela, it can't go according to Rameya. Let us see Taisvis. This whole Taisvis we won't learn, because but a part of the Taisvis, what we can understand, we'll learn. Number one, Taisvis had a different girse in the Gemara. According to Rashi's girse, the Gemara differentiated as follows. The last day, you need a complete day. The first day is sufficient even though you don't have a complete day. Mikzas Hayayim is good the first day. Mikzas Hayayim is not good the last day. Now, if you'd ask a poshet person, L'chaira, we wouldn't look at it that way. We would say differently. We would say, no, the difference between the first day and the last day, not because that it's the last day, this is the first day. The first day is the end of the day. The end of the day, that's called a day. And the seventh day, it's the beginning of the day. So let us see Taisvis. Taisvis learned, he attacked a different gils in the Gemara. Look how Taisvis said, Shonim sheyoyim echod oile bohem bitchilosom einaydin sheyoyim echod oile lohen. This is a fakirta girsa from our Gemara. Shana shemechad oila la b'saifa einedin shemechad oila b'tchilosa. Mamash pung fakirta. Now, Tais Vistake learned the way we mentioned before. Hai tchilosan, hainu tchilas shana. Tais Vistake learned the way we mentioned before. You know the difference between the seventh day and the first day, because the seventh day is the beginning of the day. So you have to wait till the whole day. The first day is the end of the day. So Memele, so good, that's pshat. So let's talk about Shonim also. Shonim by Aporo, the day is the beginning of the year. Afal Pike says it's called a 3-year-old already. Over here, by Ola, the day before Rosh Hashanah is the end of the previous year. So Memele, if you're going to tell me that is a mile of an end over a beginning, and that's why by neither the beginning is no good and the end is good, the beginning of the day is no good and the end of the day is good. So according to Rab Meir, that Rab Meir says the beginning of the year is good, one day in the third year is called as a 3-year-old, so the end of the year should zicha be good. So that's a Taisa Taka Lerm Shah. Shonim sheyem echad oylem b'tchilosan, einidin sheyem echad oylem b'saifam. Hai tchilosan, what is the beginning? Hainu tchilas shana, the beginning of the third year, v'saif cheshben. It's the end of the cheshben. That means this is the end of the cheshben. This is making it a 3-year-old, but it's the beginning of a year. V'hai saifon, hainu saif shana, that is the end of the first year, u'tchilas cheshben, that's the beginning of the cheshben of 3 years. So the Gemara calls, tchilasan is, we're speaking, it's the end of the cheshben, but the beginning of the year. And saifon is the end of the year, but the beginning of the cheshben. Fine. V'im taima. So we have a kal v'chaymer. However, you'll touch up the lomdis. We have a kal v'chaymer. By neither we see that a beginning of a day is no good, an end of a day is good. So here, if a beginning of a year is good, I'm having said end of a year is good. V'im taima fektach taisves zava teichiach. So tais asks amayra de kekash. Let's talk about a zava. Shehi ipche mi nida. A zove is a punfa kelta aloha vanida. She'ein saif hayoim oila la bitchilosa. The saif hayoim is not oila la bitchilosa. That means, when you want to start counting the Nikiyim, so what's if she stopped seeing 3 o'clock in the afternoon? So the end of the day is no riyas dam. That's a cold one day. It's a saif hayoim. Shazel mini kusim. That's how the kusim kedisa bereish perkunais kusim. The yom shepoisek is boisay frosay leminyan zayin.
Aber gab der Porich allo anan aminisperei, the Gemara asks, Akashe, that let's also tell like that, let's also tell, but like Kaimelon noch, we don't pass it like this, mit der Postbeck Basel, the Nide, verarke kisoi omrole schmeite. So Alkaponim, by Nikiim, we see that we don't, the beginning of the minyan, which is the end of the day, is not sufficient. An end of a day is not sufficient. Bafilu hochi, chilas hayoim, oilo besoifo l'rabi yosi per keitzat soilim. Afal pikein, the seventh day, as long as a mikzas of the seventh day passed, so she's tired already. According to Rabbi Yosi per keitzat soilim, the meaning mikzas hayoim kekuloi, Lemotzi lamashkech tumas atoim dezove mishum dein tseiseres lamafreya ve'eino mitambo elo mikano lahabe. According to Rabbi Yosi, as soon as the mikzas of the seventh day passes, so the aloha is that she's toyer. She tables herself and she's toyer. And afilu she'll see later the same day, she's only tome mikano lahabe. Let's go, so then that this goes into the sugi of Psochim, so but gdeilu namu mishkachas ala b'sheifas, ay b'roish day ben ashmoshes, if l'maise, if you become toyer b'mitzis hayoim, so then you can't have a zobe gdeilu, because l'maise, each rie becomes bottle, because shemeres yoim keneged yoim, so the mitzis hayoim is ready toyer already. So the Gemara says a zobe gdeilu is only by sheifas, ay b'roish day ben ashmoshes. Bezach leime, da hai kabochayme, da hochele rabbonon, voloi rabbi yaisi. So Taisa says, the gemara's kabochayme is not, according to rabbi yaisi, take, we see fakert. We see that the end were meiko, the beginning were not meiko. Miu Taisa says, afilo rabbonon kashe, because according to the rabbonon, mehei namidl chichozi yibishviyim etamo la mafreya, mikomokin kib nishoyer lishamish lachat filo miyad midaraisa, Lamishim dos rabbonon, shemetavu dei sofek, akoch roil lot chiles hayoim, di lavochi, besofel zaim, ome va, yome va achati toir, ome rachmona velek. So Taisa says, I feel according to the rabbonon hold, that the seventh day, the halacha is, that meikaradin, if she tables herself, she's toil. But, if she'll see later, it'll be soiser, the Nikiyim, so we have to count over again. So she's also Labaila, but Akoponim, that's Al-Zaksha she might see later. Because man she doesn't see later, she's Toyer. So you see also this Halacha that we see that there's a Kula in the Soif Asvire, there's a Chumre in the beginning, and that's his Mamish, what the Gemara had answered before. Rava shlugged it up with from a kalvachaima from neither. In fact, Taisa's by Zova we see fakel. Now let us not go into the teretz; it's a little complicated. About the kashas, amirudik yishmak a kasha. Let us go further. So we're in the middle of the sugya. The Gemara said that who is the Tana of Abaraisa? The Baraisa said that one day before Rosh Hashanah, you won't. It's not considered a shone, so it can't be going according to Rameyam. Like the Gemara of Elamai, okay, so it's not going according to Rameyam. It's Rabbi Lezer. It's going according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says 30 days, well, that's Rabbi Lezer said, that a par is 24 months plus 30 days. So Memela, so we'll say it's going according to Rabbi Lezer, Nishkefela. Like the Gemara, no, okay, it doesn't go according to Rabbi Lezer either. Shloishim or Shloishim boy. According to Rabbi Lezer, you would need 30 days for Klite, and then you need another 30 days to make it a Shona. That means with 30 days you won't get away with it. Where do we see this? This Nan. Ein Noitin ve'ein Mavrichin ve'ein Markivin Erev Shviyis Poches Milamed Yoin Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. One is not permitted to plant less than 30 days. We're speaking about Erev Shviyis. The Imnota
והברך בהרכב יעקב. Yes, to be oikeret. Why do you have to be oikeret? Because if you planted less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so it was niklat in Shviyas. If it's niklat in Shviyas, that means, so it started, so the klita was in Shviyas, so it's considered like a netiyah was made in Shviyas. So you see from Rabbi Lozo that you need 30 days for klita. Now, you need 30 days for klita, and now you'll need another 30 days. They had to grow 30 days in the year. So the 30 days in the year has to be 30 days after the 30 days of klita. So according to Rabbi Lezer, you won't get away with 30 days. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol HaKovesh Eina Keletes Begimul Yomim Shuv Eina Keletes. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need 30 days for klita. 3 days is sufficient. Rabbi Yosi v'Rab Shimon Omrim Shtei Shabbosis. V'Omar Rav Nachman. So we have here a three-way machloikis. How long does it take to be koilet? According to Rabbi Loza, 30 days. According to Rabbi Loza, 30 days. According to Rabbi Yehuda, 3 days. According to Rabbi Yosi Rab Shimon, 2 weeks. V'Omar Rav Nachman Omar Rabba Baravua. L'divrei ha'oimer lamed. According to Rabbi Lezer, that holds you need 30 days for klita, tzorich lamed u'shloishim. So then you'll need 30 days for klita, and then you'll need another 30 days to make it a shana, that shloishim yoyim b'shana choshev shana. L'divrei ha'oimer shloisha, according to the man the Omar, that you need 3 days, for klita, Rabbi Yehuda, tzor shloisha shloishim. So you need 3 days for klita, and then 30 days. The divraimer beis shabosos, 2 weeks, tach shtei shabosos, or shloishim yoy. Ve'inami, ki Rabbi Yehuda svirolei, gimul shloishim boy. So afilu, the biggest makel in klita is Rabbi Yehuda, but you can't get away with 30 days, you need 33 days. And David says, with 30 days, you get away with it. So, Kochach, it can't be going, it's not going to go into Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer is a father giver, so you need 30 plus 30. I feel the biggest maker, Rabbi Yehuda, you need 30 plus 3. And here it says, with 30 days, it's good. And for the Gemara, Eloloilam Rameya. Taka the Bryce is going according to Rameya. Vechikoma Lamed, Vechikoma Lamed. You had a problem. Make it 1 day. Yom echad b'shana choshev shana. That was your problem. You're right, 100%. Why do you have to plant it 30 days before? L'klita, because it has to be nishrash. It has to be grow 1 day in the year, but you need klita. So you need 30 days, it should be niklat. And then you can have your mechad b'shon. In fact, the gemori hochi lamed aleph boy. So you need 31 days. 30 days for klita, and 1 day to make that it grew 1 day in the previous year. And for the gemori kosova, yoim lamed oilo lekan o lekan. In this 30th day, it can do both. That's my son Turi Evan, that it works in the beginning of the day, it's Niklat, and the rest of the day, you say, Mechad B'Shana Choshev Shana, and now it's very good, the 30 days. The 30th day, you have a Klita, and you also have Yem Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana. Let us see Rashi. Elamai, Kiman Tuk Melamas Nise De La'el, Da Oma B'nei Teya Pochas Milamed, Lay also lay shone. So who are you gonna say today? Kabbalazza took me, but me it. Shloishim or shloishim boy. Lamid yoim leklita, shetain nishrashes boretz. We need 30 days it should start becoming nishrash, it should get roots. Ushloishim yoim, we need another 30 days lachshiva shone. We may aklita in oilin law. These first 30 days, we cannot make it that it was shone. The chaman, the monach, bebeis adamye. These 30 days before it's nishrash, it's like it's in the house. Kozman shaloi kolta. So you need 30 plus 30. Das nan der eine tier geletes bepoches milamid jain. But what Rabbalasa said, if you planted something less than 30 days, ye oker lefishe kota b'shvies, because it was niklat in shvies, so it's considered like kilo, it was planted in shvies. Divrei Rab Meir loigoras. The divrei milamid jain leklite tzor shloishim ushloishim shloishim leklite. The lamed letaisves kirabalaza. So Rashi says that by shviyas you'll need 30 plus 30. That means that it should not be niklat in taisves shviyas. So you have to have a tais in taisves shviyas, it seems, is a month before. So memela, that's you need 30 and 30. So the Gemara answered, "Loylam bereisa de la Rab Meiri, v'chikama shloishim shloishim." We asked the kasha, "Why isn't one day sufficient?" Leklita kama, you need 30 days for klita. Shetei anetia lamid yoim lifnei Rosh Hashanah. He had planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Kedei shetei nikletes erev Rosh Hashanah. That the 30th day, it was nikla because of Rab Meir, the lo yehivne letoisvis lamid yoim. Hello, Yom Echad. So you only taste this one day. Back to Gemara Shloishim ve'echad boy, shetei yoim hakoidem l'roish ha'shone choshov l'shone rishoyne sha'orlo, k'dektoni ol soloi shone. L'maise, she should need 31 days for olo. Here Rashi jumps to olo. Yeah. Before Rashi said, he says, "Kedei, you should need." Before Rashi said, "Kedei sheteyn etia lamed yom lefneishin deishin ikletas erev Rosh Hashanah, kosaver amed lehivno letaisus lamed yom ela yom echad." You need one day. You need one day for taisvis. And now it's good. Rashi said, "Pshat." Now the Gemara is loy shemechad. Rashi jumps all of a sudden to Olam. So, Akabon, so the Gemara says that no, Rameya holds that, Yaim Lamed Oile Lekano Lekan. So for Ola, it's called good. For Taisus, you have to understand, the Vices for Taisus is also good. That alone, that part of the day, this Taisus is also sufficient that we say that there was a, that Yaim Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana, and this is enough to make a Taisus. Let us see the small taisvis. We just have time for this. Yom shloishim oila lekan o lekan. So the words of the Gemara, the maskonis of Gemara is that according to Rab Meir, the 30th day is oila lekan o lekan. So taisvis says beperkan ezokin gabihoda omar Rab Meir neiteya b'shviyis. A person planted shviyis bein b'shoigik bein b'mezid yakel. He planted it b'shoigik, that's the kachidish. You also have to be yoikerid. Now, this is difficult to understand. I mean, it was a shoigik. Mezid dekansen. Why did they cancel shoigik? So the Gemara says, v'chiteim shabbos nami zimnim demikle yom shloishim b'shabbos, dinota b'yoyme salka loishato, v'loy loisalka loishato. So the Gemara had, the Gemara wanted to say like this. Why was Rab Meir held if a person planted something in Shviyas, b'shoigik, it's yaker. Is it shoigik? No, yaker. He planted something in Shabbos b'shoigik, lo yaker. So it's a little difficult to understand. I mean, the Shabbos is just as chomor as Shviyas. So Shabbos l'Hashem, good, Shabbos l'Oretz, Shabbos. So the Gemara wanted to say a very interesting svara. The Gemara wanted to say, he says, you know, there are things which which needs years. You have to cheshbin, something is after 3 years, it's olo. So we're going to start cheshbining. Now it's 3 years after shviyas. We start cheshbining, are you allowed to eat the peiris already? Is it after shviyas? Is it ois olo? So say, let's cheshbin when he planted it. If you're allowed to eat it now. So he goes back, yeah, oh, he planted it. Then we'll come back to the year, planted it in shviyas.
we're going to make the cheshbon. That means we're going to start eating the peiris. We're going to go back and say, no, when he planted in Shvius. Oh, he planted in Shvius. Oh, you're allowed to plant in Shvius. So therefore, that means if you let this tree remain, this tree that was planted b'shoigik in Shvius, the welt is going to know about it that was planted in Shvius. Because when you want to eat the peiris, you're going to start counting back when was it planted. And you can come out, it was planted in Shvius. Oh, it's planted in Shvius. And so Mamela, that's why Chazal said Yakel, because it's not good when people know that trees are planted in Shvius. In fact, the Gemara, by Shabbos, you also have the same problem. Like, let's say you need the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, has a din of a year. So then you start counting the 30 days. Oh, this was planted 30 days before. Oh, the 30th day was a Shabbos. So people will also know that was planted in Shabbos. So the Gnistat Cheshbon, where's your 3 years? Well, the first year was 30 days. And if it's 30 days, that means you planted it in Shabbos. Let's look at the calendar. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks, V'chitayim Shabbos nami, zimnin de mikla yoyim shloishim b'Shabbos, di nota bahu yoyim, if it was planted in Shabbos, salkalei shata, then he has a year. V'iloi loy salkalei shata. So the Loshna Gemara, what Rebbe's always given is that was planted 30 days before he has a year. But that was always given that you need 30 days to make a year. So Taisi says, no, like, not get lamed mishum de niboy shloishim lav shem shana. Not that with 30 days it gets a din year. The rabbi b'yemechet sagi. Mishum klita not get lamed. So even though the Loshna Gemara would seem that with 30 days it becomes a year, the Gemara doesn't mean out the longest 30 days makes it a year. The Gemara means with 30 days it'll become a year because you need the klita lamed year. You need 30 days.